loss of a few yards from the 26, pushed all the way back to the 30. So a loss of 4 on the play brings up 2nd and 14. Lakers defense is starting to swarm to the ball, Dave.
Led again, this time by Quinn Smith. Another tackle for loss in this drive already. So far, the defensive line of Lakers has dominated this game, but Cass City's wing T and their deceptiveness have got themselves a few first downs, also bailed out by a Laker penalty.
And actually, they're saying if forward progress had him stopped at the 28-yard line, so 2nd and 12 coming up. Still off the left hash, working left to right across the radio for Cass City. Hartle under center, hands it off to his middleman, number 26. Braden Przanowski breaks free all the way down to the 20-yard line. Just shy of it, in fact. So it's now a 7-yard gain at the 21-yard line. Brings up 3rd and 5 for Cass City. 3:15 left in the first. Still no score.
Diaz playing the safety position makes the tackle for the Laker defense.
3:09 left in the first. Cass City with the ball on their first drive of the night. This is the 14th play for Cass City on this drive. It began at 7 minutes and 57 seconds, 5 minutes ago. Hand off to Drew Field all the way around the end. He hits at the first down marker, one tackle, and he spins out of it out of bounds. Very close down to the first down marker at the 17-yard line. They say he is short by a yard. So now at the 17-yard line is 4th and 1. For Cass City, their first fourth down situation of the night, and it looks like they're going for it with 2:48 left in the first.
Seth Bowles makes his first tackle for Lakers.
Coming up to the line at the left hash, same, actually going with the power eye to the right. And they hand it off to number 26, Braden Przanowski, gets out to the 15. He needed to get to the 16. He gains an extra yard, 2 yards in fact, and it's going to be a 1st and 10 for Cass City, marching deeper into the Laker red zone. Now 1st and 10 at Lakers 15-yard line.
Diaz makes another tackle for the Laker defense.
2:35 left in the first. Cass City knocking. This drive started at their own 33-yard line. So far, racked up 52 yards. Straight T in the backfield. A handoff to Braden Przanowski, Lakers number 60. Austin McKay brings down the tackle right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
McKay, very impressive there, battling two offensive linemen from Cass City and still finds a way to grab a hold of the ankles of Przanowski.
2nd and 10 now for Cass City at Lakers 15-yard line. Dakota Hartle back in the huddle after talking with Cuthrell, the head coach for Cass City in his third season at the second stint here. T formation in the backfield. Sawyer Cuthrell, Braden Przanowski, and Drew Field. It's a handoff to Drew Field around the left end. He gets down to about the 10-yard line. In fact, it is at the 10-yard line. A 5-yard gain brings up 3rd and 5.
Number 1, Seth Bowles makes the tackle for Lakers.
3rd and 5 from the left hash. Hartle's going to be getting tired here from jogging sideline to the huddle. Now for the 17th time on this drive alone. 1:05 left in the first stint here in the green and white country of Lakers. T formation, Hartle under center. Sound like a broken record once again. And it's a handoff right up the gut to Przanowski, and there's a Laker defender to bring him down, number 4. Dustin Cady brought him down about a yard or two short of the first down. They say he's down to the 7-yard line, a gain of 3, and now a 2nd, 4th down for Cassie in this drive, 4th and 2 at the 7-yard line.
Yeah, 4th and 2. I don't anticipate them kicking a field goal. They might as well go for it then, and I don't think you're going to see anything different. Just a matter of who's going to get it and what side of the field.
They're going with the power eye to the right, and it's a handoff. Handoff, and he's short. Number Braden Przanowski is at the 6-yard line, and Lakers is there to stop him, shy of the first down by a yard. And now it's going to be another turnover downs, this time for Cass City, and Lakers gets the ball deep in their own zone with 15 seconds left in the first quarter.
probably the only thing they shouldn't have done is run the ball at number 60, Austin McCabe, as he refused to be denied there. Ian Snyder was in the area helping make the tackle. Nice stand by the Laker defensive line.
Here's Lakers coming out with two men in the backfield in an I. Receiver wide to the right. And now we have flags flying. Grabowskis claims he called a timeout. And in fact, Lakers does call timeout. So it's time to take a quick break. You're tuned to WLAW. No score in Laker country. After both teams had one drive, they both stalled in the red zone. You're tuned at WLEW.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message.
You're tuned to WLAW, 15 seconds left in the first quarter. Lakers with the ball after a turnover downs on Cass City after fourth down. Stopped a yard short and are now at the 8-yard line to start this drive, actually the 7. And two men in the backfield in the eye, and now we have another flag. As they tried to hand it off to number 20, Diaz, but it looks like it's going to be another false start. That's the second of the night against Lakers. So that more than likely will be from the 7-yard line. They march off 5. Now they're starting this drive with a 2-yard line.
I think it's half the distance of the goal, Clark. Probably more like the 3 to 4.5-yard line.
Okay.
Looks like even the 5.
The ball is at the 3-yard line. So we'll call it that.
About half the distance.
Okay,
of
half
the
distance of the goal line. 6 or half a dozen, you choose.
They're going backwards.
That's all that matters. Post under center. I formation that still hand off to Diaz inside the ends. And not much going there. He might be out to the 4-yard line. A 1-yard gain for Diaz. Second and now 13. First down marker is way out at the 17-yard line.
The senior Curtis Dickinson makes the tackle for that Red Hawk defense.
You're tuned to WLAW, and we have come to the end of the first quarter. With no score, Cassidy at Lakers. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. Ride in style and comfort with one of these big rides. We have a new Lincoln Navigator L and Ford Expeditions in regular and extended length to choose from. If a new Dodge or Chrysler minivan fits the bill, save big with 0% interest for 72 months on nearly every model. Also, the hot selling 2014 Ford Explorers are in. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales just west of Caro, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboying, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And the tables have turned, literally, as now Lakers moving left to right across your radio after no score in the first quarter. Both teams had a stalled drive in the opponent's red zone. Working from the 4-yard line is Lakers, post under center, and it's a handoff to Diaz, this time around the right end, breaks free, two tackles out to the 10, and forced out of bounds at the 12-yard line. That's going to be an 8-yard gain for Diaz, and brings up third down in about Oh, let's go 6 yards.